Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 20th of August, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. So let's start. There was 537 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up slightly from 534 yesterday. Volume is down slightly to 1.6 billion, and that's down from 1.7 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average has dropped today. The average volume is at 2.99 million average, and that's down from 3.25 million yesterday. The average percentage gain loss has improved ever so slightly. It's improved to minus 0.03%. And that's improved from minus 0.08% yesterday. As far as the breakdown of the 537 ASX resource stocks that were traded today, there are 136 with gains, and that's dropped again significantly from yesterday's 158 and the day before 263. So that's a big decline in the amount of positive gains over the last 3 days, has dropped significantly. The no gains is at 164 today, and that's up from 138 yesterday. The losses remain pretty much the same. There were 237 with a loss, down ever so slightly from 238 yesterday. Let's look at the positive news for today, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and they were Magnetite Mines Limited, ASX code MGT. It had a percentage gain of 44.44% today. At number two, we have Protein Energy Limited, ASX code POW, and it had a percentage gain of 30% today. At number three, we have Cullum Resources Limited, ASX code CUL. It had a percentage gain of 29.41% today. At number four, we have Energex Limited, ASX code ENX. It had a percentage gain of 28.57% today. And rounding off at number five is Stone Resources Australia, ASX code SHK. And it had a percentage gain of 26.32% today. So there's several stocks in that top five. There's been in the top five over the last week or so at least once or twice. So some good gains there with multiple stocks. And congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Let's now move on and look at the performance of commodities. Gold, nickel, copper and iron ore were the standout commodities today that performed best. The highest traded stock was Energex Limited, ASX code ENX, and 8.33% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, there was two that sort of performed quite well today. They're both located in Western Australia. They are Yilgarn Creighton and also the Fraser Range area, with some strong activity and positive gains in those two project areas. Let's look at the percentage of the last 12 months of staff admin spend versus project spend. So the average for the top 20 today is 67%. So that's extremely high. What that effectively means is of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, an average of 67% is spent on staff admin, leaving a very low 33% spent on projects over the last 12 months. So there could be some good questions to ask some of those boards of the top 20 if you're looking to consider investing in them. As I do, I always go back to the board and ask questions so it clarifies any confusion with any of the figures. All right, let's move on to the ERP statistics. There are 144 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's down ever so slightly from 149 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is at a loss for the second day running, and it's at a higher loss than yesterday. It's at minus 0.43% average today, and that's down from minus 0.04% yesterday. So not good signals across the board there with the resource sector. Volume remains similar. It was at 447 million today, and that's down slightly from 488 million yesterday. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Magnetite Mines Limited, ASX code MGT. Let's start with their projects, and they have a number of projects predominantly in magnetite iron or iron magnetite, and their projects are located in South Australia, and they're in an advanced PFS project stage. As far as the last 12 months of spend, they've spent under 100,000 on projects in the last 12 months, and a high over 770,000 on staff admin. So that equates to all the money available in the last 12 months to MGT. 89% was spent on staff admin, leaving an extremely low 11% on project spend. Now, there can be legitimate reasons for that, and that's up to either investors or potential investors to go back and ask those questions to the board. Let's look at money in the bank, and this is excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They have just over 800,000 in the bank. Their current market cap is sitting at around just over 29 million. They have a high 2.26 billion shares on offer, and their current share price is sitting at 1.3 cents. And that's had a great gain, percentage gain this year. It started the year at 0.05. So well in excess of close to 200% odd gains there. So fantastic gains there for investors in MGT. Let's now move on to the directors' shareholdings and the top 20 shareholdings. Combined, they own in excess of... Where is it? In excess of 52%. So again, that's the directors and top 20 shareholders of MGT own in excess of 52% of the company. That concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Magnetite Mines Limited, ASX code MGT. And congrats to all holders of that stock. And that now concludes our daily MacCorp podcast for the day. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp, MACORP.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening and good night.